This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Ocean shipping and freight rail prices. Those are the targets of an executive order President Biden could sign as early as today. The idea is to increase competition and cut down on aggressive pricing in ocean shipping and freight rail, which the administration argues are so consolidated, they're making it increasingly expensive for American manufacturers to ship their goods, and driving up prices for consumers, too, Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reports.
The Biden administration is taking a hard look at consolidation among ocean shipping companies. But that's not a new problem, says Mark Zaccone from the IHS Market Journal of Commerce.
Things really got bad, I think, during the financial crisis.
The one over a decade ago now. Maritime companies had built all these big ships, Zaccone says, and suddenly demand tanked. Some firms lost their investment and merged.
So within about roughly about 5 years, we went from about 20 container lines to about 10.
And to increase efficiency, those remaining largely foreign container lines started teaming up with each other to share space on their ships, sort of like airlines. If they don't have a seat for you, they might put you on another carrier they have a deal with. Now, more than 80% of the market is controlled by three big shipping alliances. Tom Derry, CEO of the Institute for Supply Management, says the American companies paying those alliances high prices don't like that.
There probably are some companies who are complaining to the administration about the cost of transportation. But you know what? It's the risk of being in the business you're in.
Derry says the pandemic is really the issue here.
No one suggested that the alliances had too much power in 2019.
Demand is so high and the supply chain is so stretched at every stage. Derry says it isn't just the shipper's fault that costs are so high.
I think it's a little misguided. I mean, this will be a self-correcting problem.
Once demand cools off and labor comes back, he thinks pricing will return to normal. But in the meantime, enforcing rates could be challenging, since the Biden administration doesn't appear to be extending the regulator's powers.
So I don't know what this executive order does other than to say, go do your job, which they will do, which they do already.
That's Texas A&M Galveston Maritime Business Professor Joan Molesky. She says the job of managing foreign companies that the U.S. depends on is already a reach. Perhaps, she says, the administration will have an easier time dealing with the American rail companies. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.